Was flocked to a building site at Darmstadt. Here, the press witnessed an unusual scene. Reich Chancellor Adolf Hitler watched a column of 720 men marching, each carrying a spade over his shoulder. That morning, the men had been unemployed, but now they had a mission. The team would start building a new autobahn, highway, to bind together the German Empire. "Today we stand at the threshold of a tremendous start," Hitler stressed in a speech on Reich radio transmitted into German homes. "The time will come when rain, frost, and snow will make the work trying and difficult for everyone. But it is necessary. This work must be done." "In taking on a difficult task today," the Chancellor continued, "you are ensuring that hundreds of thousands more will receive work in the factories and workshops by virtue of your increased buying power." Hitler carried on in this vein, before concluding energetically, "German workers, to work!" To punctuate his words, the Führer grabbed a spade from in front of him, forcing it into the ground. Behind him stood Fritz Todt. Todt had been appointed by Hitler to the role of Inspector General for German roadways, and the engineer later described the scene. Again and again he plunged the shovel into the soil heap. There was nothing symbolic about the effort. This was true construction. Two workers came, and all continued until the mound was dug out in a satisfactory manner, and sweat dripped from Hitler's forehead. Such a striking act could almost only herald better times. And optimism was needed. The empire was in crisis after several years of recession and spiraling unemployment. Germany was on the brink. Hitler's first of many shovel loads in September 1933 led to an autobahn connecting Hamburg with Basel, literally paving the way for progress. This new road network, intended exclusively for motor vehicles, would bring Germany into the modern era. Equally important to the Nazis was that the work would lead to a drastic fall in the number of unemployed, which had been approaching a staggering 6 million. Todt promised that a total of 600,000, or 10% of all unemployed, would find a job in road construction. The entire nation had the opportunity to follow the initiative. Germans had left work early so that everyone could hear the radio broadcast from Darmstadt, and many felt encouraged by Hitler's speech. When he came to power just 8 months earlier, Hitler had inherited an economy in ruins. Large war reparations after the defeat in World War I had drained the country and led the economy into a vicious cycle of inflation and rising foreign loans. Bit by bit, Germany had become dependent on the US economy. To pay off the debt, Germans had taken new loans from the Americans, who also imported large quantities of German goods. The US stock exchange crash in Wall Street on 24th of October 1929 was therefore a double disaster for the Germans. First, the Americans' lack of money led to their demands for the repayment of German loans, while the US also imposed high tariffs to protect its own goods. The consequence was that German exports plunged. One by one, factories and businesses closed. In 1932, the production of German goods dropped to just 58% of 1928 levels, and employment shot up. At the end of 1929, about 1.5 million were out of work. 3 years later, the figure had quadrupled to more than 30% of the workforce. "The misery of our people has been terrible to behold. Millions of industrial proletariat are unemployed and starving. The whole of the middle class and the small artisans have been impoverished," Hitler declared in a proclamation to the German people on 1st of February 1933, a few days after taking power. During the campaign, the new Chancellor had promised work and bread to everyone, and so the tide began to turn. 3 months after taking power, the Nazi regime presented the Unemployment Relief Act. The government also allocated 1 billion Reichsmark for public works and provided grants to private construction companies. Highways paved road to recovery.